Blast off.
Blast off. Yeah. Welcome to the Twisted Runners podcast. Let's see here. We're here with for another monthly update on our training for our any spring races. Plus Dawn. Let's see. We have Dawn, who's running Boston Marathon in just a couple of weeks. Greg Gamble doing the half at Glass City with me. Chad Strong, who's you're still doing the full marathon, aren't you?
I sure am.
And Amy, yep. I don't think we knew this last month, but she signed up for Pittsburgh half.
Yeah.
And James is here for moral support.
That's right.
We'll be back, James. I know you're going to be back. Yeah. We'll be.
That's right.
And Chad, and Chad's eating, just for the record.
What's good today, Chad?
I have a little bit of steak. I have some broccoli and quinoa. I'm doing just fine, you guys.
Right. Anybody who wants to talk about how their training's going? Chad?
Sure, why not? Well, for the month of, for part of February and March, I've been battling my, I had both my Achilles giving me problems. But going to therapy at Crew Therapy or whatever, and I'm getting better. I've been running. I just haven't been able to do some of my harder workouts, but I've still done some. So I don't know that I've really lost anything. I've pushed through it, and maybe I needed some of the rest. So it's the injury is going to be a blessing or a curse. We'll find out on April 28th. So I'm not getting as many miles in as I wanted, but I really can't complain. I mean, it could have been worse, and I could have had days or weeks off. So I'm not complaining one bit. It's going pretty good considering everything that's gone on. I mean, I'm probably at like 50-something to low 60-something miles per week right now. So
good mileage.
Yeah.
I mean, for an amateur.
For a newbie, right?
And Greg, since you're doing the Glass City half, how do you think you're going to be ready?
The mileage that I want, but I'm working to kind of improve that if I can. My pace is good. I was using kind of the 3:30 race that we had this past Saturday as a kind of measuring stick on that. I don't feel like I've lost any things in terms of sustainable pace at a high level. And where I am, with the results that came back from participating in the Myrtle Beach Marathon, I did the half marathon there. My pace is good, and I'm not feeling like I'm lacking too much. So, I guess I'll repeat what you've heard already is we'll find out what we've got, to deliver on once we get to, Toledo, Glass City.
And Dawn, I know you're gonna, let's see here. I'm sure you're ready for, Boston, but are you ready to spectate in, Toledo?
Yes, very much looking forward to spectating in Toledo. but as far as Boston, I'm probably as ready as I'm going to be, right? I, again, was very nervous because of the back injury and then the hip issue, and I just was really, really struggling. But the past month or so, really have been feeling good. The medication that my doctor gave me for the arthritis in my hip has really worked. She's keeping me on it through the Boston Marathon. She doesn't want to take me off of it because apparently you can get like a rebound inflammation when you stop this medicine. So she said, we'll keep you on it through Boston. And then Amy and I have been putting in some miles together. She's been a trooper coming out with me at 6:30 to get some long miles in. So we did I took Friday off work, but Amy's off work. We went out and we did a little over 14 this past Friday. The week before we did 20 some 21, maybe something like that. So, yeah, so I'm feeling good. I felt good at the 3:30 race that Greg had talked about. I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do there, but I felt good. I felt good as soon as we started. So I thought I'm just going to kind of, and I know Amy had said, treat it like a speed workout. And that's what I did. So I gave it a good effort. So yeah, I'm getting excited for Boston, and it's getting close.
And Amy.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, I know you signed up for Pittsburgh since last we talked, I believe.
Yeah. So I had kind of been feeling like I needed to sign up for something just to get a little motivation back, and have a friend who had signed up for the half at Pittsburgh, and she was not able to do her training and just got to the point where she felt like it wasn't going to be good for her to run. So she asked if I wanted to do a bib transfer. And since we had some friends going already, that seemed like a good idea. It was kind of like I'd said no once and was asked again. So I thought this time I'm going to say yes. And it's definitely helped. I feel more motivated. Been hitting maybe about 40 miles a week, but feeling good. Not exhausted like during marathon training. And just like Dawn and Greg said, wanted to use that 3:30 race to get a good speed workout and just kind of see where I was at. So I was actually pleasantly surprised to run under 8 minutes. I think I was like 7:51 pace or something for that. So I felt good about that. And just, I think we have, I don't know, maybe what, about a month. Yeah. Like a month and a couple days until Pittsburgh half. So good. Not looking to PR or anything, but I feel like I can run a good time and it won't be too awful.
I think you're going to do good from the sounds of it. It seems like you've been putting in some good mileage, especially for a half.
Yeah. Well, having, like Dawn said, getting out with her, and then I had been running with Kirsty some prior to her getting injured also. So training with these ladies who were getting ready for marathons has definitely pushed me to go for, you know, some of those 13, 14, 15 mile runs on a Saturday when normally I maybe would have just been doing like a 9 or a 10. So appreciate that.
It was a pleasure watching all of you run the 3:30 race and me not racing it. So
yeah, thanks for the photos.
Sometimes it's nice to be a bystander, you know? It's nice to be a bystander.
We appreciated the photos and
seeing
you out there.
I was going to tell you, I almost missed you, Chad, because I didn't spot the cowboy hat or a shirtless person standing on the scene. Because you were there, at the turnaround. You were there at the turnaround, though, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was me.
Could have got really cold standing around shirtless that day.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Yeah, for anybody that's listening doesn't know, I think, five out of six of us here participated in the 3:30 race. And I think I did fine. I actually thought about using it as a tempo run, try to go half pace, and then the reason we were there, unfortunately, Erin couldn't make it today because she's away for work. It was her birthday, and we were planning, I think the plan was to use it as a tempo run for us for our half, and we went out slightly faster than that. I think I ended up with a 9:20-something pace instead of around a 10 that I was planning. So, yeah, it was a really enjoyable morning for me overall.
Yeah, those fast races have a way of drawing you in. So I think you could have a lot of mental intent to do it under control, but then I don't know. There's something about a massive gang start when everybody starts flowing out, you just start chasing feet. So
yeah,
my only thing on that 3:30 race was the parking lot. Just like, do not twist an ankle for Boston, like that. Yeah, going out and then coming back in. That was the only part that made me nervous, because that was pretty rough pavement there.
Oh yeah, well,
people to watch out for that.
You were working from experience though, having survived the turnpike.
Right, exactly. We had practice.
Yeah,
it's a practice. Oh,
yeah. Well, you know, when Brandon was describing the going out, once you guys got back off of your, the run that you did before that 330, and he was describing, you know, he said, you still have to watch out for a few potholes. And I was thinking, well, if we'd have hit 4, 5, or 6, that'd have been one thing. But then there could have been 50 potholes out there. And I'm thinking, it did bring back to mind for me that turnpike run. Cause yeah. I was thinking like, yeah, you're going to have to find a spot to plant. And, oh, no, there's a pothole here. Oh, no, there's a pothole there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was a nice, fast course.
Yeah. Thought it was. Especially about the mid part was, you know, actually, once we got past the turnaround, it seemed like there was a segment going back that, you know, I guess coming out and going back, it was really... I don't know, level, it seemed to kind of, you know, it kind of helped get me, I don't know, my pace got very relaxed then, and I was closing.
Yeah, I was a little nervous, like going out, it seemed like it was going to be more uphill coming back, but the way they had it routed, yeah, it really wasn't. And it was nice because the turn wasn't until close to 2 miles, so then when you turned and you felt like you were halfway, you actually were well over halfway, so that was... I liked that too.
Oh yeah, it's true.
I liked the course. I thought it was a good course, and it wasn't totally. I mean, it wasn't pancake flat, but there wasn't no big hills or anything, and enjoyable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, hey Bruce, how's your training going?
Well, not as good as I hoped, but no complaints. I had some missed days and things, other things going on, and I think when I originally was thinking about 2 hours, that may have been too much of a jump from where I was at, but I still think 210 is realistic. I think the race showed I might be close. I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm trying to stay positive.
Absolutely.
I always say, ready or not, here I come.
I'll be there whether I'm ready.
That's true. I think we'll all be ready. I guess I'm a little bit more. Actually, I'm more nervous about the issues of everything else surrounding the race, because you were good about sending that the shuttle schedule out for getting to and from the race. And then all of a sudden now I'm thinking like, okay, well, where am I staying? I wonder if I'm too far, you know, and wonder if, will I get there on time? And then they also had sent out the race program, all the details of things in and about the race, you know, the setup of the corrals and all that. So I'm going to spend some time studying it, hopefully absorbing most of it. And just try to be at least 50% understanding and aware of what needs to be done come race morning. Because I think you had said it as part of what you wrote, was just making sure that you don't have things that will build anxiety, you know, because of something that you might not have anticipated. There will be enough of that.
Well, I try to get everything planned ahead so we don't have to worry about anything we can control. You want to take care of everything you can take control. You want to make sure you have it planned out.
Oh yeah, certain absolutely.
Things we have no control over, so you just got to be ready. No point worrying about it. Like the weather, we can't do nothing about the weather except adjust what you wear, or in Chad's case, don't wear, and
as little as possible.
Because I think we're going to check and start making dinner reservations. I think we already decided on the restaurant on top of the Renaissance and stuff like that. And maybe get everybody together and say, hey, what time do you want to meet? And like at the expo or something like that. And then go to dinner, And thanks to Amy starting our tradition. Well,
you're on.
There's
Amy.
No coffee pots. There's no large coffee pots, but there's some lighthouses not too far away. Right up the road. We could go there and get a nice group picture or something like that. And I'm wondering if the shuttles might make it a little easier, a little less hectic as far as driving over there and worrying about parking spots and stuff. So
yeah, that's nice.
I invited Clint back, the race director. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it. He had some meeting he had to be at. I might try to catch him if he can come on this week and maybe just answer a few questions. And Amy, I can just tell looking at you, you have some questions. Want to shoot one out?
Wow. I think it's funny that Greg was talking about all the logistics and all of that. So I had gone online and was reading through some of the FAQs because I thought I would quiz you guys a little bit tonight to make sure you're ready, ready for the race. So I'll just go and you can give me your best guesses at these answers. Okay. So what is the course time limit for the marathon?
Fine. What was that?
What is the course time limit for the marathon at Glass City?
I want to say 6 hours.
Okay.
Any other guesses?
Zach, guesses?
Well, I said five, but it's probably six.
Woo! 5 hours. That really. Whew.
Y'all cut off.
He's old school. He's old school. Dude.
My Lord, if they would have stuck with that course limit for me at the Canton, I'd have never made it.
You put a lot of people up in that bus.
Ooh, back in the 70s, they started shutting down at four and a half, I heard.
Oh, man.
Dawn, you got a guess?
I would say maybe seven.
Greg, did you make a guess?
I'm going to go with six myself.
Okay, 6.5.
I was going to say six,
at least according to the FAQs.
Okay.
All right. What time does the race start?
6:30.
No.
It's before 7, I know.
6:45. I'll go with the in between.
Okay. All right. It is 6:30. Good job. You read your packet. All right, so this race is a Boston qualifier, and they do get a lot of qualifiers from this race. About what percentage of people qualify with a Boston time?
Glass City
Marathon.
Let's have our Boston qualifiers.
I don't know. First. I'll say maybe it is a fast course there. I'll say 30%.
Okay.
Chad?
Well, repeat that question again, because I misunderstood.
What percentage of marathon finishers at Glass City get a BQ?
10%.
Okay.
It's in between them. It's around 20. I want to say 20, 21.
Okay. Greg, you have a guess?
I was going to stick with 20.
Okay, it's 22, so very close. All right, what kind of sports drinks and fuel will they have on the course?
Oh, well, I know they will have water and Gatorade. So okay. The symbols for it. And they also have, I'm thinking Honey Stinger fuel gels.
Correct, good job. Bonus points, what flavor is the Gatorade? On the course.
Yuck flavored for
what,
sure.
What is that?
Well, I said lemon lime, but tropical punch.
Yes. Said lemon lime. So
it's always lemon lime. That's why it's always yuck flavored.
Right. So disclaimer, this is just what I read online. I'm not, we need the race director here to get the real answers. All right. So here's a really important one. Okay. This might be the most important question of all the questions. Approximately how many porta potties will be available on race day?
Not enough.
I know I can't answer that question. I wasn't looking for porta potties. I don't use them on along the way any.
100.
No. I'm gonna say like 1,200.
1,200. That's like one for everyone.
That's what we would hope for.
I'm trying to think how many people. No, they have 1,000 finishers in the thing. They got way more than that in the with the half. You're looking at a lot more people. We'll go with 6. Okay, I'll lower it down because you mean 800.
Okay, so according to the website, at least 125.
Oh,
maybe they'll have like 600 more than 125.
So. Okay.
All right. What is the average temperature range of the race?
I wrote this down somewhere, but 54.
Okay.
That's going to force out 58, maybe. It's been close to 60.
Okay.
I was thinking about where Chad was. I was going to say 55 to 60, but that's a range.
All right. So they have 40 to 55, and I don't know if that's like just the range or if that's more of like the start temperature, finish temperature kind of thing, because by end of April, beginning of May, or it does kind of tend to warm up a lot between when you would start and finish. So
Yeah.
All right. Where is the finish line?
Oh, I know this because
at the end, yes. That's cool. I feel like that's what every student would write on a test at the end.
But it is in the stadium, isn't it?
Yes, correct. So it is in the Glasspool Stadium. All right, what year was the first Glass City Marathon?
That's a tough one.
Quick math.
Well, it continued for a few years. I might be thinking of the Peace Race because they keep wanting to say 77, but I don't know if it's that old.
I'm going with 74.
I don't have a guess.
All right. So Dawn was on the right track, but the 50th anniversary is 1971.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, yeah,
the half's only been around for 15 or 16 years. They did have a few years they weren't able to put, they had lost sponsor in, and then they brought it back.
All right, last question. What holiday was the Glass City Marathon on from 1971 to 1980?
Memorial Day.
Okay.
Easter moves around too much.
Right.
What? Flag Day.
Good guess. It is, it's a June, used to be in June, but not Flag Day. Oh.
Father's Day.
Yes, it was on Father's Day Sunday until 1981.
It would have been rough running in June.
Yeah. All right. Well, that concludes our FAQ trivia. You knew there'd be trivia at some point.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Good job,
I feel so much smarter right now. Thank you.
Yeah. At least you know there'll be hopefully a porta potty available. And you know where the finish line is, so.
Oh, dumber, but now I'm smarter.
I think they need more porta potties.
I don't know. I mean, it did say 1 week, so that was the minimum.
Yeah,
guaranteed.
Found up on the porta potties.
Yeah, there's like 1,000 people in close to 1,000 in just the marathon. They got way more than that in the half, so really low to me.
Well, they always have too few porta potties, especially
at always.
You know, you always get that massive line of people lining up. We athletes and everybody looking nervous and impatient, and just throng standing there, waiting for those doors to pop open and close back. And you know, does that thing have a red handle up or a green handle up? You know,
it's talk about anxiety.
Flying Pig Cincinnati had plenty of porta potties. They were overflowing with porta potties. The porta potties weren't overflowing.
So not.
Overflowing.
Watch that. Yeah, watch that turn. Yeah. Well, did everybody secured the, I guess really housing for the race? Because I know that I know where Bruce is staying. Chad, because I had told you where I had reserved a room. Be able to? Did you do something along Secor Road? I want to say Secor or Secor. That's where I'm staying. I could not get into.
We're at the same place.
A quality.
Isn't it quality in, I think?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'd be the same thing.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just have to make sure I read again where that particular shuttle bus is picking us up, because I think they've got three times that they make a stop to take you over to the start line. So, well, I should say take you over to the course. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to have to miss them and run there.
Oh.
Well, last year we drove over. It's me, Maria, Scott, and Don. We took two cars. We drove over. But, I mean, I'm debating whether – I think it might be less hectic to take the buses over.
If they've got them, I'm going to take advantage of that, because, like I said, when you posted that pickup schedule, I was like, man, this is good.
Let's just make sure we get back in time. Mm-hmm. You know, I did post this for the people in the group, but – Tony Pacos after the race. I don't think it's a good before the race event, but I thought I was going to see who wants to go after we all get back and before we head home, stop and have a treat there. Hot dog. And I'm not sure about Greg because the way he eats it, but I'm sure Scott, Don, he mentioned he would want to go. Chad.
No, that's fine with me. I actually was at Tony Paco's, I guess, quite a number of centuries ago, because as I did a lot of business up in Detroit, and, one of my colleagues insisted we stop there while we were heading to, up to Detroit, and so I got the Paco's experience. So that was a long time ago.
I think I was about 22 years old, the one and only time I've been there.
I've never been there. So been to a few, I've been to Toledo several times now, but don't remember ever making it to Tony. So, I'll actually be going up on Friday the day before. I think everybody else is going on Saturday, but I volunteered. I believe it's to be a greeter at the expo on Friday so that I had fun doing it last year, just greeting people while they come in and pointing them where to go pick up their stuff and things like that. So it was a good time. And let's see here. Anybody, anything else? I mean, we are getting down to the last few weeks. I mean, by the time we put this out, we'll all be looking at 3 weeks to Glass City, and that'll be 4 weeks for you, Amy, for Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. I've never run. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, it's May 5th.
There's a group from up here going. You said you had quite a few people going down with you.
Yeah, Gary and Amanda, I think, are both doing the full marathon. And then Jill and Dave, maybe Franca. Doing the half also. So, yeah, we've got a good group going. We've got an Airbnb that I think is pretty close by. We're kind of trying to figure out, like, our dinner logistics and all that stuff. So it should be a good time. I'm an anxious traveler also. Sounds like Greg is too. So just kind of trying to, like, roll with it and have fun. And
you have a site picked out to go get a group picture?
I don't know. I know there's that giant incline, right? That may be our giant picture.
Go up the incline and take a picture looking back at downtown from there.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the picture.
Race to the top of the incline. That would be a great warm up the day before.
Yeah, just run right up.
Is James going to be spectating, or is he?
No, it's draw weekend, so he'll be working.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Working while we're all running. Seems to be happening a lot this year, where a lot of the races are on the first weekend of the month. It is usually draw weekend, so.
We'll talk to him about fixing the schedule for that.
I know. What were they thinking? I don't know, maybe we can get him up to Presque Isle in July.
Too hot.
Oh, it'll be fine. Too hot.
No, I've always liked it. It's hot. It can get hot, but it starts early. You're on the lake and you got great scenery. They have more water stops at Presque Isle than you need.
It's flat.
It's very, very flat.
Very, 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 very much so. I personally really like Presque Isle. Even though I had whole platoon of people trying to sell me away from it the first time I did it, I'm still giddy over that. My finish, the first half that I've ever done, and it was still awesome.
That was my first half, and I've run it 10 or 11 times since. So it doesn't take much to get me to sign up for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like Amy's already ready. Did you sign up already, Amy?
I'm not signed up. The only other thing I'm signed up for right now, I think, is the Peace Race in October. So
that's me up.
I got to do them both.
I'm thinking of trying to get about 10 races or 12 races in this year, but I want to try to get quite a few halves in. And I found a half in June, July, and August I'd like to do. So mm-hmm. Could be a fun summer that way.
Yeah. What are you doing in June and August?
There's one called, a small one called the Lighthouse Half Marathon. It's up Fairport Harbor right near Mentor, and mm-hmm. It was a nice course. I did it one other time a couple years ago, and I enjoyed it, so I might go back this year. I think they moved it to June, and it was well put on for a little race like that. It was maybe 200 runners, I think. In August, I got it down to two, the Rock Hall Hall of Fame half. They have a half they're putting on. They moved it back to August, so that's looking good. Greg, we did that one. You remember it. That was really good.
Yeah, it was. It just so happens I was spying it out last night on the old laptop. So, yeah. I put it on the calendar. I haven't committed any bucks to it just yet. So, but we'll see. I got to make sure I have a clear. I think Sunday is when they run it. So,
yes. Mm-hmm. So, that's a good possibility there. That was a fun. Yeah, Don, you ran it with us that year.
Oh, that is right. Yes,
Scott. They put out some really great. They do great medals, if nothing else. And it's it's actually a nice course. There's that one bridge you go over. I remember feeling it move as we're running across it and stuff. And it's a bridge for cars, so you're not expecting it. But we have that many people on it, I guess. It seemed like it was bouncing.
They do that. I was going to say, I just remembered in that race, there was I'm trying to remember the park. When we were coming off of one of the back avenues, and I think we were winding down towards this park right before you get to the lakeshore. And I think that was every bit or two, because you can really kind of open up right then at that point. And again, I did a sub two at that and ended up with the joy of knowing I was able to do that under 2 hours and a big blister on my foot.
Trying to get rid of the blister this time.
Noel.
Without the blister.
Yeah, we learned the difference that good socks will make. So
anybody else got any races they're considering after
depending on how Glass City goes and whether I make my goal or not. Well, actually towards the end of June there's Missoula in Montana. That's a marathon, but I would probably more so consider a half marathon at that point. But something scenic and maybe fun. Other than that, I'm looking to keep on going. I'm at 50 since I turned 50 this year in February. I just want to put up my best 5K, 10K, half marathon, and marathon time. And then after that, Boston next year, and then slow down a little bit.
There's no such thing.
No, I thought you were supposed to do a 50 when you turn 50.
Oh, God.
15-minute 5K?
No. No 15-minute 5K. No. I got in the 17s last year, so maybe I'll do Willoughby again this year and see how far down in the 17s I can get.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyone else? Anything else?
I was going to say, I've actually signed up for the first of the series of Akron races, so I'm going to still stick with that plan. I got all three races in last year, and I just enjoy the you know, I guess really it's a big deal, it's a big event, and then the post race is just so tremendous, you know. Again, I keep thinking of Swenson Burgers, but I also saw where, at least in this case, this year, Swenson's is not one of the sponsors there. So, but I will still attend. You know, maybe I'll find a new consumable love, if you will. So.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for coming on again, and I look forward to our next time because I'm planning to record right after. Couple days after our Glass City halves and marathon, Chad, and we'll talk about how it all went at that time. And then we'll, I guess the week after that, we'll talk to Amy and whoever else about Pittsburgh.
If you'd like. Yeah, we'll have stories.
So. Oh, yeah. It's a lot like fishing. When you go fishing, there are always fish stories. So.
Always.
When you run, always running stories. So.
Yeah. Sounds good, you guys. Always fun.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.